Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Sharing Change has donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Today, we welcome in United Way community partner and nurture the next. Joining us is Melanie Scott, the Chief Development Officer this morning, and we're going to find out about Nurture the Next and get some information about what they do here in our community. First of all, Melanie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing really, really well. Glad to have you on today. There are maybe folks in our community that are not sure what Nurture the Next is all about, so maybe you can share the mission of your organization.
Happy to. Nurture the Next exists to serve families, and we serve them in their homes. We're working to make sure that we're creating a positive and prosperous future for the families. So we start working with vulnerable families, young ones. They're typically childbearing. So we're going in the homes when the mother is pregnant. We start building that rapport with her and her family. And then we are there to serve them for up to 5 years once the baby has arrived. So we're there bringing resources to them where they're making sure that they have everything that they need to keep their baby safe. So we bring in diapers, car seats, pack and plays, plug covers, you name it. So whatever it takes to just make sure that the baby is safe. And then we bring in our evidence-based curriculum, just meaning we're using a curriculum that we're going to have the same outcomes wherever we're using it in whatever county, whatever city, whatever state, that we're going to make sure that the families are getting what they need. So we're kind of like a parent coach, where they're just walking alongside them on their parenting journey, making sure they have what they need. Typically, the families that we're serving are living at or below the poverty line. And a lot of them have had traumatic experiences in their childhoods that they don't want to repeat with their kids. So we're there to support them and make sure that they have what they need to set that strong foundation for their children.
A lot to unpack there. You mentioned the vulnerable population here, and you kind of alluded to that. And I guess we're seeing that at or near the poverty line continue to grow, especially in Rutherford County as our population grows and just with the economic climate as it is.
Absolutely. We're seeing it all over the state of Tennessee, but especially in Middle Tennessee, where in Nashville and in Murfreesboro, where the population is just booming, which is a great thing for some industries and for a lot of our folks who are just barely making it. It's definitely making it harder.
Sure. And you work statewide, from what I understand. Is that correct?
We serve 21 counties with our home visiting program. We are somewhat new to Murfreesboro, to the Rutherford County area. And so with a five-year program, like what we are offering to families, and what we offer is completely voluntary and it's free to families. So they don't have to take our services. They're referred to us through a variety of different sources, whether it's through a pediatrician, an obstetrician, through a hospital, through a clinic, through other community partners. And then also folks can self-refer. So we have all of our information on our website, nurturethenext.org, where people can go and find out more information about us. And so we're somewhat new, but we're really lucky to have the support of the United Way. We know that in communities where there is United Way, they're kind of the gold seal of approval, you know, like they vet our work. And I feel like people turn to the United Way to say, you know, who's doing good work and where can we invest our time and our money?
Interesting that you brought up the referral process. I was kind of interested in how that happens. And, you know, when you're talking about a brand new family, you're talking about trying to take in information with a fire hose. I mean, there's just so much coming at you as a new parent, and it's been a while for me, but you know,
I was gonna say you must have been there.
Yep, I've definitely been there, you know, and so when you have that on top of financial struggles, it's overwhelming enough. That makes it even more overwhelming. So it's good to know that there's someone that can come alongside and help.
Absolutely. And we also realize that if you're a family and you're struggling to pay your bills or to keep food on the table, it's hard to really focus on parenting. So we do our very best to make sure that our families are connected to whatever resources are available to them in the area. Something that we're excited to is our telemental health services for mothers who are struggling with postpartum depression. So we have received some state funding and some foundation funding to start bringing that into the homes, because so often when we would we do an assessment with our moms, and they would, if they scored high, and we would give them a referral to a mental health resource. And so often it was like they couldn't focus on that, or they didn't have the transportation to get there, or the waiting list was so long. And we're like, you know, forget all of this. Let's just bring it to them. So we are working with a variety of partners to make sure that the families have Wi-Fi, to make sure that they have the technology that they need. And then we're teaming up with a couple of different mental health providers to bring that straight into the home.
And I would assume that now telehealth is such a big deal that makes that much easier to be able to offer that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was just something that it was kind of just outside of our scope of services. And we kept seeing the need rise more and more. And obviously, it's just something that we all talk about a lot more. So we knew that in order to make sure that our families had what they needed in order to focus on parenting and to focus on their children and what was good for their families,
Melanie,
that was a hurdle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Melanie Scott is with us, Chief Development Officer with the Nurture the Next, a United Way community partner. And so you mentioned that this is done through home visits. So kind of walk us through, because that takes me back to even before my time, you know, when the doc would make house calls. So, I mean, this is definitely you're taking down as many barriers as possible here, and transportation maybe being one of those, the time. I mean, you're really doing a lot to just bring this in the home, right?
Absolutely. And thank you for saying that, 'cause sometimes people don't think about the barrier of just transportation in and of itself. So yeah, so we're removing all of those barriers by going straight to them, and we're going in their homes where they are going to feel more comfortable if it's on their turf. And I'm amazed by we call them family support specialists, how they are able to walk through that door and create those bonds of trust and understanding with the families to say, I'm here for you. And we use a strengths-based approach, which just means that we're going to come in and say, you're doing a great job. Look at all of the things that you're doing to make sure that your family and that your children's needs are met. Let's enhance that. Let's see, you know, what else can we do to make it even better? And I think that we all want to be treated that way. Nobody wants somebody to come in and tell them everything they're doing wrong. We mostly know what we're doing wrong. Let's talk about what we're doing right. And I think that helps to build that rapport, so that when, you know, we do need to talk about some tough things, there's that level of trust that's already created.
Melanie, also, no one family is the same. This can't be a cookie cutter approach. So, I mean, it takes that person going into the home just to kind of look to see how can we best serve this family? And it's not the same for the Smith family as it is for the Rogers family, for instance.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and then we also, we're doing our best to hire our bilingual staff. So if you come into a home and there's a language barrier and a culture barrier and all of these other pieces that are in place, and we're like, let's take those out of the way too. I think that's what I love so much about our work, is that it's not cookie cutter. We're going to walk in, you know, you're going to have a completely different job if you're working with a 17-year-old who is trying to navigate the government housing system, or you go in and you've got three generations of folks that are living there together. So their problems and their hurdles are all very different. So we can cater the work that we do and our curriculum and all of the services that we provide to the specific family. So they're not having to deal with anything that is other than exactly what is best for them.
Well, and the family may be a husband and wife and maybe, you know, another small child at that time, or it could be a young single mom at the start of the pregnancy. Like, what am I going to do here? So right. you catch people at many different places in their life journey too.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. No, there's no two families are the same.
Right, right. And I do want to make sure that we hit on the fact that you actually can start as early as pregnancy before the child is born.
That's ideal. That's mm-hmm. really when we want to start, so that we make sure that the mother is healthy and that she's getting all of the health care that she needs in order to have a healthy delivery and healthy process, healthy baby. And then we're building that rapport then, so that, as you know, like once the actual baby is there and everything is going a little nutty once the baby is here. So then they don't have that rapport building that's already happened. You know, then they can come in and say, okay, what do you need? How's it going for you? What are you struggling with? What's keeping you up at night other than a crying baby?
Right. Yeah. Well, once the baby's here, that's when things kind of hit the fan and it's just a whirlwind. So, you know, helping to prepare for that moment, especially if you've never had that moment, is really helpful. Joining us is Melanie Scott, Chief Development Officer with Nurture the Next. And kind of let's bring this down to Rutherford County here. Can you tell us about some of the successes that you've had here in our area?
So when we launch our services in some counties, it sometimes takes a little bit, you know, for people to learn about us and to trust the work. But that was not the case in Rutherford County. We hit the ground and our caseloads were full, and we started receiving a lot of community support, which has been so lovely. There's so many different coalitions of folks doing really great work that all come together and are trying to help each other. I think that Rutherford County is one of those communities where people see that you don't have to be in competition with each other, that we can all help each other, that there's more need than any of us can fulfill, which is the bad part. But the good part is that there's a whole lot of people out there who've got huge hearts who are trying to make the entire county and the cities within it a better place.
You know, and I think the United Way, it plays a big part into that, because,
huge.
You know, they know what services are available, what services are needed. And obviously Nurture the Next became one of the key components of serving the whole community. And so, I think the strong partnership that all community partners within the United Way have, you know, it's always for the betterment of our community. And so that has to be, I don't know, maybe it's not the norm in other communities and other areas, but here in Rutherford County, we're pretty fortunate.
It's true. I hope people realize that, because it definitely, I wish it was that way everywhere. I wish that, you know, we could walk in and say, here, we're just here to help. But sometimes communities are closed off. And for good reasons, sometimes, you know, I get that, but it is really nice to walk into a community like Rutherford County and say, we're here to help. And they're like, come on, let's do this. Let's make sure that our families and our children are getting what they need, because we know that visiting a family in their home is the best way to help that parent and child bond. It's also the best way to protect children from any sort of abuse and neglect. So we're there just making sure that the families are solid and that they have what they need.
Well, I think it's great that, you know, we may be dealing with, generational poverty, or, you know, right there at or below the poverty level for many generations. And this just helps to change that entire family tree, it sounds like.
That's what we do like to talk about, the exciting part of changing an entire generation, just their trajectory on life. So if we have a mom and a dad and they both endured way too much as children, and they are like, we don't want that, but how do we move forward? And we're like, hey, we got you. You know, just let us hang out with you. Let us walk alongside you. Let us support you on this really difficult journey. I mean, for all of us, even, I mean, me as a mom, I had an amazing support system and a husband here to help me. And we had enough money to pay our bills, and it was still really hard. So when you're dealing with poverty, like you said, generational poverty, or if you don't have the support system that you need, it makes it all the more difficult.
Melanie, in our last, minutes, 90 seconds here, kind of give us some ways that we can find out more about Nurture the Next and any other things that you'd like to bring up here.
Absolutely. So we started what we're calling the Nurture Network, and those are individuals who are interested in volunteering. We have some really fun opportunities within Rutherford County where we gather the families together a few times a year. And we always love to have volunteers come out and help us because we're having a party. There's a lot of ways to get involved. The best thing to do is to contact us. You can find us on our website, nurturethenext.org. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Instagram, and we're on Facebook, and our handle is nurturethenext. So follow us, reach out. I'm melanie.scott@nurturethenext.org. So I'm always here to connect people as well.
Sure thing. And also, just to kind of make sure that we hit on that volunteer opportunity. There are volunteer and giving opportunities. So if you would like to support Nurture the Next and their mission, you can do that by volunteering or with a financial contribution, and all of that information on their website, nurturethenext.org. And, you know, I'm sure that there are people out there listening right now that would love to come alongside these young parents and really help with that. So it's great that you offer that as a volunteer chance too.
Absolutely. That would be amazing. And there, whenever our families are together, it is just a sweet, somewhat chaotic because there's a lot of kids, but it is a sweet time to be able to serve the most vulnerable families in the community.
Melanie, thanks for joining us today. It's been fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Melanie Scott, the Chief Development Officer with Nurture the Next. Don't forget, if you missed part of the program, want to come back and check the podcast, it'll be up shortly, the audio and video podcast of this at WGNSradio.com. Just look for Rutherford Issues.